before, and that's good singing. And so I appreciate how good God's been. Take your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of Judges. In the book of Judges tonight, as we begin to look there in the chapter 13, if you're able to stand, then look in verse 24. In the book of Judges. All right, in verse 24, and the woman bare a son called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshcol. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word tonight. And we thank you for the good songs of Zion that we've already enjoyed. And we pray that now you'd move upon us and within us. May the power of God, Lord, stir in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I will preach a little while tonight on warriors, a wife, and a wedding to remember. In the lesson that we're looking at, and by the way, whenever you begin to notice this, is that in the day we live in, the world's so messed up, they don't know what a marriage is. My wife and I, that's why we're going out of town, not just for a break, but on the 16th, as you well know, to be our 54th wedding anniversary. So if we live that long, it'll be 54 years. And let me tell you right now that it takes three things to be able to have a good marriage. Number one, it takes a man. You shouldn't have to tell that in the day we live in, but you got to. It takes a woman, and it takes God. That's the only kind of marriage that God's going to be able to honor, a man, a woman, and him putting his stamp of approval upon them. Now, here's a man by the name of Samson. First of all, let me say he was a promised son. You know, Israel, it was a time whenever they had no king. And, of course, Samson's going to be able to reign for about 20 years, but it was a time whenever they did everything was right in their own eyes, sort of like an average Baptist. Did what was right in their own eyes, and yet they had no king, nobody to direct them, nobody to tell them what was right and wrong in the sight of God. As a result, God promised that he's going to raise up a deliverer, and he raised up this judge by the name of Samson. He'd be the 13th one. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that this is a mighty man of valor. You talk about an old boy that didn't have a sissified bone in his body. Listen, he went out one time, took a jawbone of an ass, slew 1,000 men with him. In fact, it was such a task doing that he got dehydrated, thought he was going to die of thirst before God intervened for him. There were other times that, you know, that he just simply ripped apart chains and cords and this and that, and they just could not bend him, and the Philistines hated his guts right and left. I want to say that whenever you begin to look into this Bible lesson, the promised son, it's always whatever God's ever promised, the world's always hating. Not only that, he was a powerful son. Did you notice that? But like all sons that were growing up, he got to wanting a wife. Some of these little old boys that are here right now, you'd be surprised how little they are that want. They'd be honest with you and tell you they're looking for a wife already. I mean, that's just a natural thing. That's just a natural part of life. I mean, God forbid you young men would go to wanting a boyfriend. That's the reason why I emphasize it. Marriage is between a man, a woman, and God. See? In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that, if you will, that he was a powerful son. And no doubt that he wanted a wife. He was strong, buddy. You talk about strong. Here's a man that met a lion in the way and killed him with his bare hands. I don't know how, if he grabbed him in a headlock and all that. Y'all seen that? If y'all seen that kangaroo on YouTube that's got that pit bull dog, and I'm talking about, buddy, got a headlock on him. Mr. Pit Bull ain't. And this guy comes jumping out, and I'm talking about muscled up, friend. And that old boy runs out there, makes him turn that dog loose, and then pops him in the nose and takes off running. Y'all seen that? I gotta tell you right now, is that if you live in a neighborhood with pit bulls, you might want to get you a kangaroo. If you've got a pit bull, I'm that's fine. I don't care. I know some people that have got them, people that I like that like them, and this and that. I think every one of them ought to be shot right between their eyes. Not the people that own them, but the pit bulls that are there. And if you don't agree with that, that you can have your opinion. Right after you pried some jaws off one of your kids or something. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that it was a powerful son that he was. What a man. Let me tell you right now, and let me say to you that here's what looks in verse chapter 14. The Bible said that Samson went down to Timnath, and he saw a woman at Timnath, the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and he told his father and his mother, and he said, I've seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. Now, I want you to see what the response of his father was. By the way, he didn't know this was going to be something from the Lord. His father didn't. And not that God sanctioned it, but God looked for an occasion against the Philistines, and he knew this would bring it about. And the Bible said, and then his father said, I want you to watch this. If you get your eyes upon one of these Philistine boys or Philistine girls, oh, Mama, I know that he's probably not a Christian or she's not a Christian, but I feel like that she will be or he will be. This is nearly as quiet as it was when the Methodist Church was taking unholy communion. Notice what the daddy said, and then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistine? In other words, that's an unsaved, that's lost without God. I mean, my word, son, don't we have anybody among our family and household of faith that you've got to go after an uncircumcised Philistine? And Samson said unto his father, get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. Well, let me tell you right now, she's not going to end up being his wife. In fact, is you'll find that those bunch of Philistines, they tried to whisper in her ear and said, we'd like you to somehow or another entice him for us and see if there's something that we'll be able to, find out where his great strengths lie. And they always wanted to kill him, but they couldn't. In this lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that while that he's out and about and doing this and that, is that he gives them a riddle, and he tells them, you know, if you can guess my riddle, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you, 30 changes of raiment and so forth and on, and 30 sheets, that's a lot of stuff. And if not, you're going to give me that much. Well, they didn't want to lose, so they got with and found out that when he had killed that lion, he came back alone, there was a beehive in it, and he was eaten out of that beehive. And as a result of that, he gave them a riddle and said, if you can answer this riddle. And it was something like, let's see, where was that? And it was honey that was in the carcass of that lion. And so they finally plowed with his heifer, he called it. And they finally and said, entice him. We'd like to know where that riddle is and what it's about. And when he came back, they said, is anything stronger than a lion? Is there anything sweeter than honey? And he said, if you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you would not have found out my riddle. Then the Bible goes on, and we're not getting into that aspect of it, but let me tell you right now that in the providence of God, he's about to bring his own hand against these Philistines. The Bible said that, if you will please, is that they ended up giving this wife that he liked, and that he argued with his daddy and said, she pleases me well, I want her. Well, he doesn't end up with her, and they gave her, daddy gave her hand in marriage to somebody that had been a friend to him. Well, he goes on and certainly tries to bring vengeance, and he does. But let me tell you, it's a perishing situation that falls his lot in life. And the Bible said that when you begin to look into it, that his wife now has been given to another. As a result of that, it came to pass, chapter number 16, verse number 4. It came to pass that after he loved a woman in Valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Now here we go. Boy, when he saw her, he realized and recognized is that, I'll tell you right now, he had already gone to a harlot by the name of Delilah, but all of a sudden now he's just razzled and dazzled with her. Now, I want you to watch this, and I want you to see that in chapter number 16, I want you to look in verse number six. And Delilah said to Samson, look in verse 10, and Delilah said unto Samson. Look in verse 13, and Delilah said unto Samson. Look in verse 15, and she said unto him. Now I'm going to tell you, you know what the problem is? You pick up on it right there. I'll tell you what it is that old Samson got to listening to too much of what Delilah said instead of what God said. I've been doing this thing a long time. I can tell you I've seen a lot of people come, a lot of people go, a lot of people rise, a lot of people fall. I don't care how hard you preach and how plain straight out that it is, how much God's working on you, if you're not careful, you go to listening to what Delilah said, or you'll go to listening to what somebody else said.
You're right, preacher. You'll be in trouble.
See what I'm talking about? I mean, it might be that you're listening to somebody else. I don't know what their name is. Maybe Charlie Horse. Oh, and Charlie Horse said, oh, if you knew what Charlie Horse was like. Yeah, well, you're fixing to have one. In the lesson that we're looking at, and here's what you begin to find out, is that it came to pass, you know, here he has been running up and down the road there, and the power of God upon him. He'd been slaying men with the jawbone of an ass to the tune of 1,000. He was a man that was strong, buddy. And I'm talking about from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Here's a man that had the touch and power of God upon him. And the Philistines hated him for it, and they wanted to get rid of him. Well, the Bible said, when you begin to look into it over there in the book of Proverbs, you ain't got to turn there. But he asked the question in Proverbs, and they said, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? No, you're not. Here's what happens is that every day, look in chapter 16, verse number 16. And it came to pass that when she pressed him daily, in the day we live in, of course this was a personal touch, every day she got to see him. Old Samson was hanging around there, you know, and he is running around. I mean, he couldn't have seen a muddy elephant in a room. And she had a dirty elephant, I guarantee you. And they were going to pat her pockets if she could find out where in his great strength lie. Now, here's a spider right there, and it is no more. Here he was, but every day he was texting her. Let me tell all you boys something before you ever get too far, because, you know, we've all of us been stupid at one time or another and all that, but you got to be careful when you're writing down, writing notes, writing letters, writing texts and this and that. You got to be real careful about what you're going to say. Because if you're not careful, I tell you what will happen is, it'll come back to bite you. You getting the picture?
Yes, sir, I do.
Mm-hmm. Every day she pressed him. Every day she talked at him. Every day she browbeat him and said, I want to know where in thy great strength lies. It looks to me like if you really loved me, you'd tell me. And in verse number 16 came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all of his heart. Now I want to say to you that if you will, you already know how the rest of it is. She finally, he sports with her and plays with her and picks at her and so forth and on. And by the way, let me run something by you, because you know you're all at the age and now that you like to pick and you like to see people, you know, get mad. I've got kin folks, you know, they'll go to picking at you until you get mad enough to fight them. And then they're just kidding. Now, well, you should have cut off the kidding way back yonder. I'm ready to go now.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Picking at somebody else ought not to make them sad and you glad.
You're right.
Now, I wouldn't even pick at anybody that I don't like, and I pick at people all the time. You see? People always wonder why in the world I'm on Brother Nolan. We've been together for over 30 years. And let me tell you, he's been listening. He's already wore out one of his ears listening to me. If I didn't love him, I wouldn't even pick at him. But let me tell you right now, is he ever gets to where he breaks down, goes bawling, or he's sad, and all that business there, it'll stop. Well, maybe one more time, but. You see what I'm talking about? It's one thing to be pleasant with somebody and have, it's one thing, you know. I mean, as every one of us in here, we know what it's like to have to, we dish it out and we have to take a little bit. We dish it out better than we take it. I want to say to you that Samson was there, and every day she just kept on pounding him, and bombarding him, and you don't really love me, and wang, 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 and all that junk. And the strongest man that's ever been fell prey unto her. He told her all that was in his heart. Do you know the reason why that I bring this up? Because women are powerful tools. They can be a blessing or they can be a foe. Did you know here's the strongest man, Samson? Do you know that the smartest man that's ever been born of a woman was by the name of Solomon, and that he fell under the influence of women? Hey, do you know the most spiritual man that was after God's own heart was by the name of David? But when he stood on that balcony and looked at that woman bathing herself, that lust began to arise in him. I want to say to you that if you will, please, is that when, and by the way, do you realize, that God, that's the only thing God wouldn't forgive old David for. He said he had a perfect heart with me, save in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Because he put that woman's husband in the hottest part of the battle and had him killed. Well, here's Delilah, and she's on him like stink on a skunk. Every day she's bombarding him till it vexed his soul. And let me say that when you begin to look into him, is that he sported with her and sported with her until verse number 20 of chapter number 16, is that finally, while she got him asleep, shaved off his locks, and the Bible said, and he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. Now I'm going to tell you something, all you boys and girls. You'll be able to say no to the world, the flesh, and to the devil as a child of God until the Spirit of God departs from you and you won't even know that he's gone. Don't be sporting with him. I want to say in closing that if you will, please, they came in, they took him, and here he is now. They know where his great strength did lie. In fact, is you'll find he was a Nazarite, even from birth. That's why that he had such strength, and that's why that he had that long hair. Now, let me tell you something else. Most of the people you find justifying their long hair, they try to use Samson, but Samson wasn't a drunk. They try to use Samson. Samson never had the fruit of the vine. They try. You see what I'm talking about? And a Nazarite didn't keep it from now on after that the time had passed of that ceremony that God had given them. Most of the time they shaved their head. I want to say, Samson, here he is, ashamed. He's betrayed his Lord, and as a result, he doesn't know God left him. Well, closing tonight, he lost his sight. Couldn't see no more after they put his eyes out. He lost his strength. He lost his dignity. He lost his freedom. Until finally that he lost his life. What a sad end, yes, to such a remarkable man. You know, it's amazing, isn't it, how that God puts things like that in the Bible so that you and I'd know that even those he raised up and had the touch and power of God upon, that you're not going to be more powerful and smarter than God is. I don't know about you, but it makes me glad to know that I'm his and that he's mine. And it makes me want to be able to walk carefully. You know, every now and again, people, because my wife and I, we're such a cute couple. Ours is the exception to the rule. It is not the rule for anybody to follow. Girls, as young as she was, shouldn't be dating. Young men, as young as I was, should not be off dating. Now, everybody knows that the income, the outcome, and all that business there of it, and I'm going to just tell you right now, it's good to be saved, to know the Lord. But don't ever go around and use, well, what about the preacher and his wife? Well, you're not the preacher, and you're going to really have to dig down to find the quality of this kind of woman right here. And I'm glad God had his hand on us. And we wasn't laying out under some tree into the car seat somewhere, you know. I know what you're thinking. Sure, well, I think the same. Been nice. But I'd have sure hated to walk up to her daddy because obviously we're both pretty fertile. I'd have sure hated to have to walk up and knock on, Mr. Doctor, I got to talk to you about something here a minute. It's not going to be good either. See what I'm talking about? That's just reality. That's reality. And, you know, every now and again, we got to get out. We got to go see a show, a movie that is, show. Here's her philosophy, her was. We'll go to the show, but the rest of it's no. No Pinkston trip for you. She don't even like me driving by that if I'm going to Sam and April's house. She don't even like me driving by Pinkston there. Oh, I wish I knew who that man was. And that woman. That's the strongest two adamant kissers I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of them in Hollywood. I said all that to be able to say this. Wouldn't it have been something? God raised old Samson up to be a deliverer for his people. And boy, he used him and showed how mighty that he was. And yet at the same time, he fell prey to a woman in the lap of Delilah who was a harlot over at Zorik. And boy, let me tell you something. There's a high price to pay for low living. Make no mistake about it. I'm glad God's in the forgiving business. I believe and I appreciate the fact that God's in the forgiving business. But it's a whole lot better to not need that kind of forgiveness. See? I wonder tonight, is God tugging at your heartstrings? Well, then don't die with a sad end like this powerful man by the name of Samson. Let's stand to our feet. Our Father, I want to say thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. These boys and these girls, Lord, that are now already becoming of age, may you build a hedge about them. May you guard their hearts and mind. Yes. Help them to do that which is right in thy sight. We'll say thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shake hands.